议程的第七项是玛丽医院重建计划的进度报告，议会文件 38/2017号。在这里欢迎医院管理局的代表出席今天的会议，有港岛西医院联网总监陆志聪医生、玛丽医院高级经理规划和发展组海瑞祥医生、港岛西联网总经理行政事务叶佩华女士、玛丽医院高级院务经理规划及发展组玛丽君女士。咁啊，首先请阿陆医生咧就报告下玛丽医院重建计划嘅最新进展。佢系陆医生。
好，主席唔该。咁又俾机会我哋讲讲个进度。咁今日就特别介绍阿许医生啦，因为阿谭志辉医生就退咗休啦。咁而家阿许医生就即系佢本身系耳鼻喉科医生嚟嘅，咁而家就会加入咗玛丽呢个团队，咁主力都做个工作都系。玛丽医院的重建都是主要都是许医生帮手的，咁就咁当然平时叶小姐等等其他Pinky 咁就一路都会继续帮手啦。好啦，咁今日个报告分三部分，时间问题都会快㗎啦，咁就都大致系好嘅，好消息嚟嘅。好啦，第一部分呢就讲嗰个高级公务员宿舍嘅改建，咁而家我哋已经将呢一等楼正式命名为 T 座，就咁就咁 T 座呢，咁當然啦，我哋現在呢就啱啱搬入伙，咁所以呢就我哋而家兩個名字都一齊用嘅，咁用下到大家都慣嘅時候呢，我哋就會將高級公職員宿舍呢嗰、那個名字就會即係以後就唔用㗎啦，咁暫時就用會兩個名字都喺度用。咁大家揸車或者係坐坐車行過都見到㗎啦，呢個就係新嘅T 座啦，咁就咁而家係陸陸續續入緊火，咁因為呢座都夠好高啦，同埋裏面啲嘢都幾有幾技術性嘅，咁所以唔係好似一般搬屋咁，一般搬屋一兩個禮拜搬完啦，咁所以呢度就唔係嘅，我都要搬好多個月嘅，咁我哋預計都要搬今年全年都喺度搬㗎啦，咁所以呢而家係搬咗少數嘅一啲服務單位入去，咁全部都係一啲病理服務嘅即係舉例微生物學啊咁樣，咁就咁微生物學搬咗一部分啦，咁變咗呢就裏面嘅設施呢除咗係病理學之外呢，另外佢有一啲俾醫學生上課學習嘅一啲設施嘅咁樣。咁呢一條呢就大家見到呢就其實就係將醫院嘅本身醫院嘅部分呢就同個 T 座呢即係連埋一齊嘅。咁就其實係 Leash 嚟嘅，即係呢條即係天橋，咁就變咗提供一個全天候24小時嘅一個通道，因為呢就會我哋醫院你知24小時運作啦，大家都知，咁變咗病人嘅服務嘅需要呢即係唔會停嘅，咁所以呢全天候嘅運作係相當重要，落雨也好打風也好，咁就變咗嗰個樣本送去個化驗室呢就其實就會受到個保障喺度，咁個天橋用咗㗎啦，開咗㗎啦，咁 T 座亦都陸續入緊貨。咁就呢個就係一個俯瞰圖啦，我哋由呢個薄扶林道啦，呢一邊就係近中環嗰邊呢，咁就呢三個有色嗰三個大樓嘅服務同埋佢嘅單位呢就會搬曬去而家呢個 T 座嗰度㗎啦，咁就一路逐逐搬啦。好啦，咁呢個就係 T 座嘅進度。第二呢就係大家關心嘅呢邊啦，即係呢邊呢搬完之後呢度三等紅色嘅樓就會拆咗去，咁就之後喺呢度會起一座即係新嘅臨床大樓嘅，咁嗰個未有名嘅，咁嗰個我哋而家就叫做新大樓啦，未完全未有名嘅，咁就咁現在呢就個進度去到邊呢，咁而家係做緊規劃，因為我哋要做好同建築署同埋政府喺度傾緊，咁如果適當嘅時候呢應該係下一個財政年度，我相信就會嚟區議會去做諮詢，咁之後亦都要立法會申請撥款，咁而家就一路我哋講住即係同大家俾住個即係個情況俾大家知啦，咁有啲大家會關心嘅就係話旭和道呢就即係 嗰條即係喺嗰個位去旭和道嘅行人小徑，咁就咁嗰部分呢其實有部分街坊呢行山都幾鍾意行嘅，就喺嗰度行，即係一路行上去即係嗰頭嘅，咁樣咁呢度呢就由於嗰個小徑呢係喺個馬麗重建嘅範圍嗰度，如果我哋留返嚟小徑呢其實起唔到個新大樓嘅，咁所以嗰個小徑嗰度要去交返俾即係那個即係要改嗰、那個即係條路嘅方向啊等等，咁亦都牽涉到一啲斜坡維修啲問題嚟嘅，咁呢度呢就變咗我哋同土木工程拓展處啊區議會等等即係呢個政務處呢即係都要傾清楚呢，就係呢對嘅方案都第一整好之後，譬如話個維修保養係點啊等等，咁就咁或者俾多一兩張圖俾大家睇呢，就即係呢啲都係啲即思畫嘅嘢啦，咁就咁變咗而家呢就我哋會建議民政事務總署呢就跟返即係每一區嗰個地區小型工程嘅項目嘅安排呢，就處理將來呢喺呢條小徑啊維修啊嗰即係嗰個保養方面的工作的，咁我相信如果得到區議會的支持咧，咁我諗民政呢個事務處就會用翻恆常嗰個機制去跟進啦。啊，咁就咁至於呢樣就唔包嗰個斜坡嘅，因為斜坡嗰部分咧就唔喺呢個範圍，唔喺呢個工嗰、那個維修嘅範圍裏邊啦。咁就咁另外大家會關心嘅係啲樹木，因為我哋起嗰個新大樓呢都會移除一啲嘅樹木，咁就咁我哋希望都盡量將斬伐咗嘅樹木呢即係喺第啲地方嗰度呢係去種返嘅，咁就咁而家睇咗就要斬420有400多棵啦，咁有300多棵呢就即係可以保留啦，咁另外有幾十棵就要去即係去砍伐咗佢啦，咁就咁我哋同唔同嘅機構喺醫管局內部同埋同建築署去同另外嘅機構去傾呢，咁就變咗好難呢，即係將即係我哋係搵唔到有足夠嘅地方呢係一對一一換一咁樣呢將啲樹去種返嘅，咁我哋而家能夠做到嘅呢就係喺唔同嘅地方特別是大好環的根德公爵夫人兒童醫院和在瑪麗醫院的範圍，我們就會總共種回15棵的樹木的，就這個都會由建築署的評估小組去審批。第三樣是直升機坪，在個新的大樓的頂呢就我們希望是會起一個直升機的直升機坪啦，咁於是乎特別是離島如果有病人是有急病有意外呢是經直升機呢是可以嚟到瑪麗醫院，咁可以搶即係可以盡快去搶救。咁環評方面呢就在今年的3月環保署呢就已經批核了嗰個報告，同埋發出咗個環境許可證啦，咁就咁變咗，咁我哋個規劃就會即係會跟住呢個方向去做啦。呢個第二個報告，第三個就係一啲溝通性嘅嘢，同埋同社區希望多啲資訊可以同街坊講得到啦。咁我哋兩樣嘢啦，一個就係個網站啦。咁網站呢就今日係18號啦，咁我哋預計都好短期㗎啦，喺5月份之內呢個網站就會做好㗎啦。咁就因為啲設計嗰啲嘢做曬，咁啲技術問題。咁呢個網站呢即使係視障人士都會可以睇得到㗎啦。咁我哋都會有一系列嘅宣傳呢，就係話等一啲社區團體或者病人組織或者私家醫生或者是啲街坊嘅組織啊咁樣咧，都會知道有呢個網址咧，咁變咗大家攞個瑪麗重建嘅資訊係比較容易啲。咁就咁另外就我哋都會有個定期嘅社區通訊啦。咁就咁呢個通訊嘅第一期啱出咗，咁我可能有部分嘅議員都收到都唔定㗎啦。咁我哋盡量都會係用一啲比較簡單嘅 方式咧去表達，即係希望多啲人睇得明嘅。咁就咁，所以如果大家睇完之後有意見俾我哋，覺得啊啲公仔多定少，啲字多定少啊，或者啲語言係點啊咁樣，咁我都希望即係大家去踴躍啲俾啲意見。咁因為呢、這個社區通訊咧，咁由而家開始一路到我哋馬麗重建預計2024先至會做完。咁其實好多年嘅，咁我哋都希望長期都有個比較有效嘅渠道係同社區去溝通。咁啊，主席同埋咁多委员，我哋今次嘅报告去到呢一度。
嗯，好，司马文议员。
I'd like to first again thank the Hospital Authority West Gloucester and the team for their hard work in staying in touch with the community and the work that they have done on these proposals. The Coatwell Road proposal, I've circulated that to residents and residents welcome the plans and are in full support.And we've had several discussions with your team, Dr. Luck, and with also with the district office. And we hope that all councillors will support the plan to put the maintenance under district minor works, knowing that all costs are being borne currently for the construction by the hospital authority and that the slope is being handled by the CEDD, so there is no further risk to the district minor works fund. On the helipad,we have consulted the community on their response to the helipad, and we have given feedback to government flying services. And the only issue that has been raised, everybody is in support of the need of the helicopter service in terms of emergency situations. The only issue that's been raised is whether the approach and departure path can be limited to the cemetery, to fly over the cemetery.Rather than over Victoria Road or Pok Fu Lam Road. And Government Flying Service has responded positively, and they will, in the actual operations of the flying services, try as much as possible to fly in over the cemetery. So that would limit, again, the impact of the noise to residents. So, again, great cooperation from both the hospital and the flying services in communicating with myself and the district, and we appreciate the work.And we encourage the hospital to maintain this level of cooperation. Thank you.
好，仲有冇其他议员？柴文康议员。
啊，主席，咁虽然冇介绍，但系其实以前都讲过，咁亦都相关嘅。咁啊，讲紧沙宣道三号嗰个嘅，即系原本就系马嚟噶啦，咁而家俾咗港大嗰边发展啦。咁亦都见到立法会个教育事务委员会，咁亦都即系讨论过相关嘅项目。咁我想即系喺度特别提翻咧，请运输署、康文署等等咧，咁啊研究系将嗰度马嚟医院向。北行嘅巴士站咧，就將佢擴闊，咁啊特別係睇下會唔會用到公園嗰個位嚟到去做，咁啊呢個喺之前上屆嘅區議會，咁啊2015年嗰陣咧已經係略傾過，咁啊睇下呢度會唔會都即係差唔多嘅時候開翻呢一啲嘅嚟傾噶啦，咁啊你都已經有一個確實啲嘅設計啦，咁當然都可能即係馬麗苑要再俾多啲嘅意見啦，因為始終有好多都係使用者嚟嘅，不論佢哋嘅職員好、家屬好，或者係即係病人家屬啊，咁又即係即係病人啊咁樣都會用到嘅，咁希望呢一度就特別係即係。看看會不會之後再有翻比較詳細嘅報告，講講嗰度係會點去跟進落去。多謝主席。
就有冇其他議員有意見表達噶？如果冇，我就請阿陸醫生回覆咗先，或者係葉佩華女士。
主席各位委員，咁好多謝大家嘅支持啦。咁我首先回應翻阿司馬文先生講有關於嗰、那個直升機坪嗰個設計，咁其實喺我哋同飛行服務隊傾嘅時候咧，其實佢都了解到咧嗰、那個飛行路線咧係盡量係減少對於民居對於噪音嘅影響，咁所以咧喺上次佢哋做個諮詢嘅時候咧，其實佢嗰、那個飛行路線咧都已經就咗盡量係遠離民居嘅。另外佢亦都責成咗咧，就係話喺嚟緊佢哋購買一啲新嘅直升機直升機的時候都會是用一些比較即係減少噪音的直升機的類型，就俾翻服務翻俾醫院啦。咁同埋我哋就翻都有睇到，而家現時咧其實服務於港島區嘅直升機服務咧，其實而家就係主要係東區尤德醫院嘅。咁而家其實東區尤德醫院嗰、那個每日嘅使用量咧都未夠一宗，咁其實全年都係講緊200多宗。咁照我哋估計咧，如果瑪麗醫院就算我哋起好我哋直升機坪咧，應該都係分攤翻而家同東區尤德醫院 嗰、那個服務嘅使用量，咁所以應該使用量我哋而家預計都係即係一個禮拜都係得幾次嘅啫，應該對於民居嗰個影響唔係太大。咁至於第二就係陳文翰議員講嗰、那個巴士站嗰度咧，我哋係歡迎嘅，因為隨住我哋個醫院服務越嚟越增多咧，我哋都發覺其實嗰個使用公共交通工具嘅人士係越嚟越多嘅。咁就我哋都如果可以嘅話，我哋都絕對係願意參與翻嗰個諮詢啊，或者係嗰個點樣去跟進呢個過程嘅。唔該曬主席，咁各位員。
好。嗰啲直升機嗰啲嘅時間係咪24小時㗎？即係24小時 standby 咁樣，即係有
冇錯？
係，
或者講直升機嗰度咧，如果用翻東區醫院嗰、那個經驗，即係柴灣嗰個經驗，因為其實病人唔會因為多咗瑪麗醫院停機坪多咗㗎嘛。咁就即係咁就，如果你用攞翻嗰個經驗咧，就佢有三分一都係夜晚嘅。咁、就咁變咗，其實數量就真係唔係好多、因為佢而家二三百一年，咁、就咁你三分一
即係有幾十宗
係啦，咁啊將來亦都未必會全部嚟曬馬嚟，因為其實係等機場服務隊嘅機嗰啲機飛行服務隊，佢睇翻嗰啲即係啲風向啊等等嘅決定，同埋嗰個喺個離島喺邊個離島啦，喺邊度飛去邊度近啲啊咁樣，咁所以我哋相信影響就唔會話好大。但係我哋有個大家有個協議㗎，都係總之唔影響唔大都好，即使係合曬法都好，咁我都希望減得即係對附近居住嘅人個影響，梗係越少係越好，最好冇添啦，咁就係咪咁就咁，但係有影響嘅話都係越嚟越少越好。
好，唔該曬。咁啊，仲有冇意見？如果冇咧，咁就都多謝阿陸醫生啊。何醫生、葉佩華女士同埋吳麗君女士，麥麗君女士嚟到出席今日嘅會議嚇。好。司馬文議員有補充啊？啊
？No, I just want to make sure that the chairman concludes that you will take care of the staircase.
OK, OK 啦，好，唔該曬。